This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Truly, we serve a magnificent God. We serve a faithful God. I thank you for tuning in this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you and I praise you and I give you all the glory, which is due your name. Now, Father God, I decrease in order that you may increase. Spirit of the living God, I pray that you will have thine own way. Father God, I pray that you will heal, deliver, and set the captive free. Lord, let this word go out with power and with fire, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we thank you. We glorify you, and we will forever give you all the praise and honor which is due your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, could you turn them to Acts chapter 9, the 13th verse? That's Acts 9 and 13. And it reads as follows. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he have done to thy saints at Jerusalem. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And I would like to read it in the New Living Translation. But Lord, explained Ananias, I've heard many people talk about the terrible things this man has done to the believers in Jerusalem. And the topic is, it's already taken care of. I don't care what you have seen or what you have heard about a situation. God said, it is already taken care of. You see, when God told Ananias to go pray for Saul, Ananias didn't want to go because Saul was the biggest persecutor of the church. In Acts 8, chapter 1 through 3, he led a violent persecution of the young Christian church in Jerusalem. He goes from house to house, dragging out men and women off to prison. But Ananias didn't know that during a course of time, Saul's life had been changed on the road to Damascus. You see, on the road to Damascus, Saul was struck by a light from heaven. He fell to the ground, and he heard a voice from heaven saying, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? You see, Ananias was worried and started telling God all the reasons why he shouldn't go. People of God, when God gives us an assignment, or he tells us to go to a particular place and to do something, we will find every excuse not to do it. Number one, it's because we don't have faith to believe in ourselves that we can do what God has told us to do. He would not have told us to do something if he did not believe in us, if that he didn't already know we were capable of doing it. And also, number two, we don't want to go help somebody else or go to a certain ministry to help build the ministry or to help that person's vision of that ministry because of what somebody said about them or because the person had failed in error. Come on here, somebody. Because when somebody falls in error or fell to their temptation, we are not supposed to talk about them. We are not supposed to scandalize them. We're supposed to help them up. We as believers, we are supposed to pray for them. We are supposed to encourage them. We are supposed to help them back to where they have fallen up. We are supposed to help them. We are supposed to encourage them along the way. Many times we miss our blessing just because of what somebody else said about a person. Because people of God, some people are like this. If they are mad at somebody else, they want you to be mad at them too. No, that is for children. Come on here, somebody. We should be spiritually mature now to hear the voice of God, to know that God has already taken care of the assignment if we just only go because he told us to go, knowing that we are capable of going and doing what he has told us to do. Because Ananias didn't realize that God had already taken care of what was bothering him, what was worrying him. Because, see, Ananias knew Saul had this reputation of persecuting the Christian church. And we have some people now that has persecuted believers, has talked about the church. And you can be the very light. You can be the very person that God can use to turn their heart around. They deliverance can very well be in your mouth. People of God, don't be fooled by the outer appearance of a person. That's why I tell people all the time, you look at something from the outside, it can fool you. Your eyes can fool you. That's why you got to get in the spiritual realm about things. You got to know that God is speaking to you about everything. Everything and everybody. Because God is not going to lay an assignment in your hand if he cannot trust you to carry it out. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. So when Ananias went and prayed for Saul, instead of finding an enemy, he found an ally. He found a person he could connect to. He found a person he could relate to. You see, what Ananias thought, it wasn't what it's supposed to be. He found somebody that they both love. The Christian church, that they both love God. You see, Saul made that change on the road to Damascus. Some of us had to have that road of Damascus experience. Yes, I can tell you about God. I can tell you how God healed me. I can tell you how God delivered me. But until you get the encounter, the one-on-one encounter with him for yourself, that's when you will believe, that God can do all things but fail. We all have a testimony of the goodness of God, but when we actually have that encounter, it's something that cannot be explained. You just have to see it on my life, and you have to see it in my life. Come on here, somebody. Some of the things we worry about, God has already changed. He has already set the miracle into motion. He's already spoken to the right people. He's already lined up your healing. He's already set the breakthrough into motion. It's just a matter of time, people of God, before you experience it. Wait for the manifestation to come. Wait until your healing come. Wait until your spiritual breakthrough come. Don't give up. You're on the verge. You're right there. You're right there. You're on the verge of a breakthrough. Don't get turned around. Saul's name was changed to Paul after he experienced the encounter. Let me tell you something about God. My God does not do anything halfway. When you have a one-on-one encounter, you will never be the same. When you have a one-on-one encounter with God, what you used to do, you will not do it no more. Where you used to go, you will not go anymore. What you used to say, you will not say anymore. Because you had that one-on-one encounter with God. You are just like an addict. You want to stay in the presence of God. You don't want to come out. But there are times when you have to do an assignment for God, because you go into the presence of God to get your instructions, and you come and you do what God told you to do. And you have to come back to get refilled again. You want to stay in the presence of God. You don't want to come out. You want to stay right there. Thank you, Jesus. My God, the same things you have to experience before the change comes, the Lord say it's already taken care of. Yes, you're going to experience some trials. You're going to experience some tribulations. But it's only to make you. It's only to build your faith. It's only there to make you trust and believe that God is with you, that God will bring you out no matter what. So there's no reason to worry over the situation at your job. There is no need to worry over the negative medical report, that prodigal son or daughter. 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your care and anxiety upon him, for he careth for you. People of God, the threat has already been taken care of, and the solution is en route. People of God, stay in peace. And as Ananias did, you will come into what God has already done. Don't let worry rob you. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you are in control of all the situations in our lives, and you are always working behind the scenes. Father God, we thank you that we don't need to understand everything along the way, and that we can simply trust you. We are not going to live worried. We are not going to live frustrated. We are not going to live upset. But most of all, we are not going to live discouraged. But we're going to put all hope and trust in you, knowing that you have told us you will never leave us nor forsake you. And God, we just thank you. We glorify you. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Well, I thank God for this day, and that God has everything taken care of. We never need to worry. Now, people of God, I want you to join me. April the 15th, 3 p.m., Trinity Baptist Church, 2400 Memphis Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. The host pastor, Pastor Elvira Breville, The Last Seven Sayings of Jesus Christ. We having some great dynamic speakers like Elder T. Michael Sands, Minister Millicent Rubin, Minister Sandra Rowland, Prophetess Barbara Herman, Bishop Raymond Enet, Evangelist Enet, just to name some, Minister Gail Blue. All these dynamic men and women of God will be speaking on the last seven sayings of Jesus Christ. Yes, April the 15th, mark your calendars at 3 p.m., Trinity Baptist Church. The host pastor, Elvira Breville, come expecting a word from God. We are expecting God to meet us there. So I want you to come with a spirit of expectation. Yes, each speaker has 10 minutes, but you know God can move in one. Come on here, somebody. But it's going to be powerful, because I know God has already told me, come with a spirit of expectation. So visit my website, www.patriciajwilliams.com. Remember, I love you, and God does too. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to call